Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
How do you go from planning to rot in a rusty trailer in the desert to sipping champagne on a cruise ship with more money and more ideas that you could possibly ever spend? Well, apparently, all it takes is one Cogno Movement session and a nervous system that finally got the memo. So this is the story of the very first Cogno Movement session, and I know we've told it to you before. But what Bill and I want to share with you is some exciting news about how does this actually happen and how could you do it for yourself? How could you go from planning to rot in a rusty trailer in the desert to a five-star hotel or sipping a champagne on a yacht and fast? So welcome to the show, Bill McKenna.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you know, this story is really the story of the birth of Cogno Movement. And it with the most unexpected of outcomes. So I'll just kind of frame this out as to how this journey all started. And it started with an idea. If we had a ball and it had some different colors and symbols on it. And if we just had the person to catch the ball and to say the color as they were feeling whatever they're feeling. And I have a friend and I've known him since I was 18. I got a phone call from him. He wanted a ride to the airport. We both live in San Diego, California. So I was like, well, okay, I'm going to trade you. You got to be my guinea pig. And he was used to being my guinea pig on, you know, other adventures. But, this day I said, you gotta be my guinea pig and I'll give you a ride to the airport. So there I was. I got to the house and he's like, we only got 15 minutes, you know? Okay. Well, I got out my ball and I said, hey, Chris, I don't care what it is, but all I need you to do is focus on the biggest problem in your life, whatever that is, and just one problem. So he said, okay, I got it. And I said, I don't need to know about it, but I do need you to focus on it and just say this color, you know, whatever color you see. We began the process of him catching the ball and throwing it back. And we're going back and forth with this ball. And I'm keeping to remind him to stay in the problem. And it was only a couple minutes went by. And he was saying that his belly button was hot and literally he was drenched in sweat and I was just dry as a whistle. Now, I mean, this ball is only a couple of ounces and it wasn't aggressive, you know, exercise, but there he was. Not only did he say he was hot, but very specifically, he said his belly button was hot. And I was like, at the time, I was like, oh my God, that's the weirdest thing. Who ever heard of a hot belly button? You know, that is bizarre. Anyway, I said, okay, just keep going. And a few minutes later, as we were focused on the problem, he told me, I'm going to have a heart attack. He said, I'm going to have a heart attack. And at that point, I could see that he was distressed. But I knew he wasn't going to have a heart attack. And we kept going. And another couple minutes passed. And he was like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And I asked him how his heart was, and he said, my heart's fine. And he was like, I can't breathe. And then anyway, a few minutes later, he felt this extreme pain in his head, and whoosh, it was gone. It went out the top of his head. It was basically a situation where it was very physical. And on the trip, we got in the car and drove to the airport. And as we were driving to the airport, he was like, I can't understand it. I said, whatever that thing was, how do you feel about it today? He says, I just can't even understand because I can't feel anything about it anymore. And I was like, okay, all right. Well, dropped him off, didn't hear from him for months until I remember, I still remember it was summer, and they came over, him and his wife, and we're just chatting and, hey, what's going on? What's the latest in your guys' lives? And they were like, oh yeah, well, we bought, like, I don't know, it was two or three pieces of property in Utah, and they were rented already, and they were positive cash flow. Like, so much so that the extra money that it generated would pay off the mortgage that they would get. And I was like, that's ridiculous. In California, you don't, you can do it if you have extraordinary amounts of money, and I mean extraordinary, amounts of money down to get, or you had a super low interest rate when those used to exist. But that was an impossible scenario. I was like, oh my God, you're getting cash flow day one on it. And I think he only put like 10% down. And so I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. And they said, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we also started a bee business, beekeeping, and that's going great, Oh yeah. And we also, there was this part of our property, and instead of it being a garage, they ended up converting this external structure into a one bedroom apartment. And they were renting that out. So it was like they had all this cash flow coming in, and he said, and you know what I'm doing? I'm taking all the money and I'm paying off the mortgage. Every month I'm just slamming it against my mortgage. So not only in the rental properties, but this property. So his debt was like bump, 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 just coming down with all this cash flow. And his wife said, all this became possible after that, whatever that weird thing you guys did. You came out and you gave him the ride to the airport and that, whatever that was. And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, it all became possible then? I was like, huh, that's interesting. Well, what was, I don't know because I didn't ask. I just was like, hey, the worst problem. And he said, yeah. Well, the worst problem of my life is, I was, coming up on retirement, and the only plan I can think of is that here was his plan. I'm going to buy a trailer, and I'm going to, in California, you can what they call homestead. And homesteading is where the government will give you a little plot of land, or people who have these, like little plots of land in the absolute desolate desert, where they want you to move and start improving. So his plan was, well, if I get this, a used trailer and live in it out in the desert, I can collect the meager amount of money out of Social Security or whatever and make it and continue to live. And anyway, that was very, kind of a very minimal lifestyle. And anyway, hit the fast forward button, now years later, not only did he retire, they both retired, and they everything was paid off, And they have cash flow coming in from multiple sources. And every month he says, I got more money than I can spend every month. They're going on vacation, the cruise ships and planning the next trip. Where are they going to entertain themselves? I got a text that just this weekend, he was taking his show, like a dune buggy, but it's like, how people have like classic cars and they fix them all up and stuff and paint them and chrome them and everything. Well, he's got one of those, a dune buggy that's all chromed and painted and everything. And it was beautiful. It was like he's doing car shows. Yeah, I'm taking my, trailering this show car to, So it's really quite funny. Because it is a world away from, just drinking whiskey in a burned out situation somewhere in the desert. Does not sound good. So anyway, it was so kind of amazing here that someone could go from really merely just the perspective of there's only one option and this is it. To an entire world opening up of not only financial abundance, but possibilities, having fun and enjoying life.
Yeah, I mean, little did we know back then. I was thinking when you were talking about him, our poor friends and family, actually, they were very lucky because amazing things happened to them. But we had him do the weirdest things when we were figuring this all out. But little did we know that we would hear that story again and again and again in multiples of people changing everything, a lot of times from a single session. We didn't know exactly what was going on or why that was happening. I think probably when you did that, you were expecting maybe some shifts in his chakras, maybe his energy. Everything changed for him and his life and his perspectives. And the thing is that what happened is his filter changed. His literal filter in his brain, and we'll talk about that more a little bit later. But one thing we know is that when your filter changes, the way that you see the world, then everything else downstream changes immediately, just only immediately. And for him, all of a sudden, what seemed like an impossible mission, right, became possible. Oh, this is possible, and that's possible. There was what is called hyperconnectivity in his system that overrid the fear that he was having about retiring and opened up a world of actual legitimate possibilities for him. And it's like reality shifted, and it did. I mean, his reality shifted. Wouldn't you agree that his reality shifted?
Clearly,
So
clearly.
there's that aspect that sounds woo-woo, but in reality, he could see what his life could be, moment by moment by moment, new ideas, new inspirations, new possibilities. And simply because that filter had changed. Now, that filter part of the body is very simple and also kind of complex. And we'll take our first break and we'll actually talk about what that filter is and why we have it, why it's set up the way it is for certain people. And then also, we'll talk about what you can do to change it. But if you've been a listener with us for a while and you know you're ready to jump in, to get started, to create change for yourself, to change your reality, change the way you think, the way you feel, come on over to cognomovement.com and pick the Start Here button. It's the Essentials program that gets you started immediately. Learning how to change this filter for yourself to change your life and also helps you know how to change a little bit for other people's lives. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about both the birth of Cogna movement, but how Bill's friend in that first session was so limited in his thinking that he could only think about, you know, living in the Wild West, the desert. Bill always tells the story, and he goes, rah, rah, rah. But that was true. That's the way he felt. That's what he thought, and that was his absolute reality in the moment, until it wasn't. And so why do people have these limited thoughts? What part of their system is literally keeping them locked down in one perspective? And then is it possible to change? We know it is, but how? So let's talk about that. There's a part of the body that does this on purpose.
Yeah, and there's an amazing science around it, which Liz is going to talk about, that filters down reality. And it's doing this to conserve energy and also to keep us safe. There's a perception of not being safe, taking certain risks or chances, or looking at opportunities. So what is that part of the body, Liz?
Well, it's a part of the system called the reticular activating system that is really like blinders. Have you ever seen horses on a racetrack that they put blinders on? And it's so they just see what's directly in front so they don't get distracted, right? This system is kind of like that. To our brain, actually our vision as well. That's a really interesting part of it. And our nervous system that keeps us focused and cycling on very particular patterns, very particular things. And there are always things that our nervous system learned relatively early on are a danger. We were just talking to someone who had a very early grief incident with her family. And so for her reticular activating system focuses on grief. Was such a big pain in her life that her particular body collects those things. Now, it's not that she doesn't have reason for grief. You know, she's had lost people, but her system focuses on that as a major problem. So we might have all kinds of problems in our lives, but the system will keep us focused on the biggest one that it believes is the most dangerous. But what that really means is it filters out the rest of everything else. So there are some practical things, like when you're driving, for example, you want to be able to focus on the road ahead of you, right? Your brain doesn't need to be looking at everything that's around you. See, that's my problem with driving. Leah hates driving with me because I want to look at everything. my reticular activating system does not work around driving because I don't know. Look at that. Oh, what's over there? What are they doing over here? Right. But that's not a good thing when you're driving. You want it to let you focus and filter everything else out. The problem happens when you're mostly focused on the things that are likely to hurt or kill you or be a problem in your life. And that system filters everything out so you don't see all the amazing stuff that's going on around us. We've all known people like this, right, Bill? They seem like they have a pretty good life, but they're focused on that one problem.
Yeah. And those people are actually right on this call.
What?
We all do this. We all do this. And the thing is that we all think it's so very, very real.
Mm-hmm.
We're right. I'm absolutely convinced that I'm right, that this is a real threat. They did not mean, they meant this or that, or, you know, everything from the police are out to get me. I can't get a fair shake in this lifetime, or maybe I'm not attractive, or I am so attractive and everybody just is really bugging me, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
It could be literally any reality, and everybody, we all know people who come to us and with a story about somebody else, you know, yeah, doing something, and that they got this same pattern.
You know what is a great example of this? In our work, we'll ask people, you know, what is your problem? And each person has like their own flavor, right? This is the singular problem I have in my life. And they'll tell you about it right away. But then if you ask somebody the opposite, what is the best thing that ever happened in your life? 9 times out of 10, you get crickets. Mm. You know, nothing good ever happened to me in my life. Mm-hmm. Except for the person sitting in front of you is dressed well. They have obviously a car. Some of them are quite wealthy, have big businesses, are married, have children. Literally, nothing great ever happened to me. They are hyper-focused on this one problem. Now, it doesn't mean they're not functional in life, but they perceive this problem as running their life, as the driver. And it truly is. And that's what this system is doing. There's another side of this. Have you ever known people who, like a friend or relative, who's dating or married to someone, and you're thinking, what are they thinking? Like, the person is so destructive in their life, maybe not even attractive, you know, just a train wreck. And they just, their eyes cannot see what's right in front of them. And you keep thinking, what are they doing? Right? And then maybe they never figure it out. Or one day, all of a sudden, their eyes are open and they're like, what have I been doing? Why didn't you tell me? We'll say, we told you, but I couldn't see it. It was like a shift, a big shift in reality. One minute it's one way, the next minute's another. So that's what this RAS, or reticular activating system, does. Now, there is an opposite to that, which is called hyperconnectivity. So this RAS system actually keeps the parts of your brain that could see other realities, that can see other opportunities, other possibilities, focus on other things, from talking to each other, right? Don't look there. Don't look there. Don't talk to that part. Do not talk to your ideas and inspiration part, whatever you do. So it sort of keeps you locked in. But what Bill's friend experienced was the opening up of hyperconnectivity in his brain, so that the system stopped being locked in on his fear and opened up to all kinds of ideas. And not just ideas, but the ability to go forward and take action on those ideas.
Mm. Yeah, it is amazing how this really defines our life, and it's running in the background where we don't even know it. This system is most often influenced in the very early years of our life, and from the year ages of 0 to 7 years old.
So zero means in the womb. I
Yeah,
mean, it
exactly.
starts in the womb.
Yeah. And there's great proof of this. You know, like the mother is one with the baby, and the stress that the mother is feeling during the pregnancy, the arguments or the joy, or you know, the blissful excitement of what's to come, whatever that mother is feeling, literally those chemicals begin setting up a cycle in the baby because the baby literally feels it. They have done sonograms where they can actually see what happens to the baby as the mother is going through their emotion. It's quite fascinating. But the interesting thing here is that once the child is born, from the ages of 0 to 7, they're in what they call a theta brainwave state. Now, the theta brainwave state is the same state that hypnotists are trying to get you into so that you will bypass your objections and they'll program your nervous system, also known as your subconscious. So these new beliefs, you know, the hypnotist will be, you know, you don't like to smoke, you know, you're repelled by smoking, or you know, you love eating salads or something, whatever. There's a million and one different things that the hypnotist can help you with. But we're actually in that state until about the age of 7, when we go into another brainwave state, which is becomes our the beta, where we start becoming independent and objecting, you know, having our own individualized thoughts. But that whole nervous system and the setup of our subconscious, it supports us our entire life. And when I say supports, I don't mean supports. And I use this term in a neutral sense, meaning it influences, maybe is a better word, our entire life. Like, for example, you were just talking about someone going after, you know, why do the good girls always like the bad boys? You know, it's just like, why, oh my God, you like that guy. You know, he's no good for you. You know, you can see this, but they can't help it, you know.
Well, I just want to go back to something you were just saying that the supports, and that really is very true. Another way to say that is that your personality, the way you see the world, your worldview is actually constructed on top of a lot of these, we'll call it a belief that the nervous system creates. So, when you can't figure out why somebody sees things a certain way or how they could possibly have gotten from here to there on an idea, you have to look at this that the supports, the construction, the bones of their neural patterns are built around ideas that it learned, like you said, sometimes before birth. And so we can change it very quickly once we understand that it's not just in the brain. Now, the reticular activating system starts in the brain, but there's a whole cascade of hormones and chemicals that have us feeling a certain way. And this construction is built on a feeling. I feel left out. You know, I feel picked on. I feel afraid. And the sensation is very real in the body. And the construction part of it has you feeling like that's who you are. And so, if you're a person who is constructed on, I'm always left out, you will always be left out. because you will choose the people who leave you out. And also, what most people don't know is your nervous system will send out that signal. It sends out that vibe. And it's actually a pattern that is telegraphed through your nervous system out into 6 to 8 feet, up to 60 feet around you, that says, you probably want to leave me out. I feel left out. They just respond. If they have a match to that same, I'm left out. Now you're going to be leaving each other out, right? So it's based on a sensation that the body continues to have, sending a signal to the brain that confirms that suspicion. I'm going to be left out, right?
Yeah, I'm looking. I love the way that this is put. We abuse the people, or another way is we utilize the people around us to confirm our feeling. So I will look for the evidence of I'm right about being left out. I'm right. And I've actually seen it where someone cannot even hear. I've been there physically present. A person's invited to the situation, the meeting, the party. And later on, hey, you going? What? I'm not invited. I was there. I heard them say it.
Yeah.
You can't hear. Literally, your subconscious like blocks it out, you know?
That's that system in action. That's exactly it.
It's auditory, it's visual, it's physical, it's everything. It's the entire system all interfaced to focus the reality down and to utilize the people around us. You've seen, and I'm sure if everybody's listening here, they've seen people, you know, get angry or insulted. Did you hear what the waiter said to you? Oh my God. You know, like, wait, no, they were very nice. They're very perfect. They're perfect. Yeah. But no, we're using other people around us.
Yeah. After the break, I'll share a really fun story about that happened in one of our practitioner trainings. So let's take that first break. Hey guys, if you are hearing this and you're like, oh my God, that is me. I am locked in a perspective that I cannot seem to get out of. I'm living Groundhog Day again and again and again. And you know that you want to change it. Come on over to cognomovement.com and click the Start Here button. That will take you to what's called our Essentials Program. And it will teach you immediately, minute one, how to start changing this, not just in your mind, but in your entire life, in your whole body, in your whole system. That's what's different about what we do, is it changes the system at its core, not just an idea, not just a belief, but it changes who you are as a human. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we are back, and we're talking about how to get your system out of lockdown state, this RAS system that we all have, and into hyperconnectivity. And I'll share one quick story. We were at a training in Europe, and one of our practitioners came in, and she was so mad at her mother-in-law, so mad. She would never forgive her, never. You know, she's a funny person, but she was like, fight me on this one. I'm never forgiving her, right? And it was this whole story about the mother-in-law who had insulted her own mother. Insulted her people. You know how you say they insulted my ancestors? This was one of those situations. So as we do, especially with our practitioners, they know they have to take these things head on to create any change. But she felt so right about this situation that she said, I'll do the session, but I'm not going to change. I am not forgiving her. So in the way that we do, I said, I don't want you to forgive her. Do not do it. You hold on to that sensation, her rage, her anger, her insult, you know, as tightly as you can. So this session is going on right next to me. I'm obviously leading the training, and this person's sitting next to me, and another practitioner is working on her. And she's holding on to it. She's letting her feel exactly how she feels and tells this story, you know, with as much vengeance as she can muster. And she looks over at me all of a sudden, shocked. She said, Liz, she's making me let it go. I laughed and I said, don't let her let it go. She kind of laughed. She said, okay, I'll let it go, but I'm not going to stop talking about it. Okay, you don't stop talking about it. That's the great thing about this work. You get to feel how you feel. So they're going through the session, and this is a 20 minute session. There's timed so they can change and everybody gets a chance to have an experience. And at the end, she said she just couldn't believe it. She realized that her mother-in-law was talking from another room about someone else, about her own mother.
Oh.
That she was not referring in any way to her daughter-in-law's family situation. So in the moment, everybody there kind of thought she was nuts. Oh, that she wasn't, you know, but she couldn't hear it. Her system was so focused on this possible insult until all of a sudden it wasn't.
Mm.
And at the end, the thing she never said she would do was she let go of it, because her mother-in-law wasn't talking about her at all. But in that moment, she all of a sudden had deep compassion for her mother-in-law and what her mother-in-law was talking about and what she had experienced as a child. I mean, talk about a whiplash change. Now, that's great for everybody. Imagine how great it was for her partner to have her let go of this story that kind of sounded insane, right? There's nothing she could do about it, nothing she could do to change it. Her mind was set. But think about the change for the mother-in-law, the relief of that angst and anger. And then think about where that energy could go. And this is that hyperconnectivity. Because where the energy goes is to let every other part of the system talk to itself and come up with something new. See what the world's really like. Enjoy beauty, enjoy love, enjoy some great food, you know. Enjoy an art project and or enjoy an opera, enjoy a walk, instead of just walking down the street like a pillar of fire because you were so wronged. It's an incredible, incredible thing that on the surface sounds funny. You know, it's a funny little story, but truly it had her locked in a perspective that could have created all kinds of illness in her life.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was such a huge drain of energy on her. So let's talk a little bit about how could a person start to recognize that they're in a locked in pattern, and then how can they start to change it a bit?
Well, the first thing is that you might not really recognize that you are in a locked in pattern. You know, the thing is that the way it always appears to me, you know, being the guy who is that locked in, I use myself as an example here. You know, I found myself locked in on a certain perspective, and that perspective was absolutely, positively true. You know, you can't talk me out of it. No, I clearly see reality. This person is no good, or this situation is somebody's manipulating this or that, or God knows what. You know, you get locked in, and it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's finances or romantic relationships or friendships or you name it. It's all the same. And that is that we simply can't see that there's any other perspective. And there's a value in not seeing another perspective. That's my money. That's, you know, that's my girl. That's my guy. That's, you know, whatever. You know, that's my reputation. You know, whatever it might be, we're all in these funny positions of defending and getting a value out of this limited perspective. I guess the thing is that whatever benefit there is, whatever limited benefit that there might be, is opening up to something even greater. You know, I love to use Elon Musk because he's a public figure. Now, you know, love him or hate him, no one can deny that the guy is really somewhat amazing as far as hyper-connectivity. You know, people that know him and work with him is like, he can figure out things so fast and take other things into consideration. I saw him one time that he was giving a tour of his rockets. You know, he was saying, okay, well, we do the space, you know, the rockets in this way to, you know, for, you know, this purpose, and this is how they are. And the person who didn't know much that was getting a tour is like, made an offhanded comment. Gosh, you know, the you know, if you combined these two parts, I guess, with that, you're separating those two parts because it's, you know, more economical or gets you greater distance or, you know what? And he was like, well, you saw this look on his face, and he was like, all of a sudden, it was like, actually, you bring up a very good point. These things could be combined, and this would produce this other result, which would mean that, you know, his brain was so flexible as to, you could imagine, you know, for a lot of us that create anything, you create something and you're like, well, you know, this is how it is, and it's because of this. And for him, it was not trying to defend his project, but actually his brain was so open, his reticular activating system so subdued. You know, the guy, there's one thing you can say about him, not a lot of fear in that man. You know, not a lot of fear going on. So he's like, woo, opened up and able to accept a new possibility. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's some things a person could do, some really, really easy things. If you think you heard yourself in here that you are locked in a position that you can't get out, and you're curious, is it me? Am I the problem? It's a Taylor Swift song. You know, hey, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So is it me? Well, there's one really, really simple thing you could do is just hold your eyes straight and level and make a really slow 360 degree turn. Just 360 degree pivot all the way around very, very slowly while you think about this issue. There's a part of the brain that literally is locked in positionality. And when you change perspective with your vision, your perspective changes. Here's another one. Try thinking about it and letting your peripheral vision take over. You know, find a point ahead of you, actually look at it. But then see what you can see on the sides as well. It's another part of your brain that can take a look at this. Here's a third one. Put your eyes down like you're looking at your own shirt. Take a big deep breath. Relax. All of these you need to relax into. And then just let your eyes move just a little bit of a tick at a time up a wall, just from low to high, just slowly thinking about that issue. And then a fourth is you do that same thing, but let your eyes move left and right all the way up, left and right. So you're shifting hemispheres in one. You're shifting actually the part of your brain that is being used in another. Another, you're using the hematite in your brain that actually knows where it is, where you are in direction. If you can get your brain to change the way it sees time and space, talking to the parietal lobes through the peripheral or non-focused vision, you can start to change these things. You can start to get a glimpse into what else might be possible about this idea. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't always mean you're wrong. It just means that you're locked in a singular position that is preventing you to see from seeing any other possibility. If you want more of life, you've got to be able to see that it's available. And the classic symptom of this is the only way and there is no other way. If you see yourself in that, try on one of these things and see if you can create some change around it.
You know, for everybody, you know, make sure you rewind and listen to that a few times, because if you try all of these, you'll be amazed at the new perspective that emerges. The exercises are deceptively simple.
Yeah.
So
it's very, very exciting though to me. I mean, once we learned this, it becomes exciting and annoying. You're always like, I got to change this. I don't like what's going on. I want to change it. Oh, crap. I got to look at me every time. But when you do, it becomes an unbelievable superpower, like with your friend that we opened this episode about. He went from rah, 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 living in the desert to crazy abundance, literally sipping champagne on cruise ships, having a great time, which is possible for each of us if we're willing to recognize, okay, there's this part of my body that limits me, and there's another part that sets me free, and it's finding the part that sets you free that is the key. In our world, that is the cognitive movement system, because it actively and directly affects that part of the body and creates immediate change. Don't you think, Bill,
that's it. Very simple. Get that hyperconnectivity starting to go and flourish, and you'll find less fear and much, much greater outcomes, whether it's finance or relationship, spirituality, you name it, there's room for expansion in all of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything without it now that I have it, because I want to know what else is there to see about not just a problem, but solutions, things you want to create, things you want to do, you know, things you want to try on. You can look at in this way and make sure that your brain's not trying to shield you and lets you see everything. That is exactly what this system does. You're going to start a business, you want to see all the possibilities. You're going to get in a new relationship, you want to see all the possibilities, right? Anything you're going to launch on, you want to see, where is the part of my body that would keep me limited, and where's the part that will actually set me free? All right, you guys, we have come up to the end of this episode. Next week, we will share quite a bit more about this, how you can set yourself free in your life by knowing just how to twist the wrenches on the brain. All right, Bill McKenna, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.